You're listening to a Mining Journal podcast, your source for interviews, question and answer sessions, and much more.
Hello, I'm Chris Redeem, and this is Public Record. Saturday marks the start of Fire Prevention Week, and local fire departments will be visiting schools throughout the area and speaking to kids about fire safety and preparedness. Today, I'm joined by Captain Steve Hodgins of the Marquette City Fire Department. What are some common tips people can use to help prevent a house fire?
There's quite a few of them, but some of the more common ones are smoking materials. You know, that's the number one cause of deaths in house fires in the United States is smoking. So, you know, really be cautious with your smoking material. Most people do smoke outside now, so you know, using ashtrays and making sure that they're put out. Smoking in bed, of course, absolute no-no. And then you move right into the kitchen where we find a lot of fires, like grease fires, that type of thing, unattended cooking. So many times people walk right out of the kitchen while they're cooking, and they may be distracted by either the television, cell phone, you name it. They tend to leave some of that unattended, and we find that being, you know, one of the major causes during cooking, or any fires during cooking. Space heaters, you know, give them about 3 feet of space. You know, make sure that you don't have any combustibles too close to those, such as curtains, furniture, that type of thing, if you're using space heaters. Also, to get your furnace checked by a licensed contractor every year, you know, before the heating season. Very important to do, make sure that everything's working properly, it's venting properly in case of carbon monoxide. And then candles also, just make sure that with candles, we find that if people put them, you know, a little too close to, say, drapery, anything like that, you leave the room, you know, always stay in the room if you have candles going. Extension cords, you know, those are run underneath carpeting and whatnot, so that's important because they can wear and then they can heat and, of course, cause a fire too. So just some of the pretty common tips that would help to, you know, make sure that fires don't start in your home.
In the event of a house fire, what should children do and what should adults do?
Well, together they should make a escape plan from their home. Have a meeting place outside. Make sure the kids are aware of, in case they do get trapped in their rooms, how do they use their windows? How do they, you know, escape? Should they stay in place? Make sure that you have a working smoke detector in the home. But have a plan and practice it with your whole family. As far as a fire goes, when we show up, we'd like to know accountability, and that's where, you know, the adults come into play, is that, is everybody out of the house? And that's one of the more important things, that, you know, we can go into a suppression mode instead of a search and rescue mode, as long as we know everybody's out. So, and never really take the time to go find pets or, you know, take your favorite thing out. Kids tend to think that that's very important, but we'll take care of that when we get on scene.
What about people who are disabled, for instance, someone who's deaf, blind, or uses a wheelchair?
They should also have plans in place, especially, you know, for handicapped people that do live alone. Make sure that they have ramps and they're accessible, all the doors work, they know their way out in case of a fire. If there's people that do live with them, then they should be involved in the escape also, to either carry or, you know, make sure they expedite that to their escape to get out. sometimes that there may be a stay in place right in their room so they can make sure they sleep with their door closed and they can stay in place and open a window so they can breathe until we get there, but make sure that we know that that person is in that room.
Fire Prevention Week usually involves spreading awareness to children. What is the importance of reaching kids at a young age with this information?
We have several programs in these schools right now, and right from preschool all the way up to ninth grade. And it's very vital that we spread the fire message, you know, throughout all those years, because when they become adults, then they're more aware. But the other thing that happens when we educate kids at an early age is they take this home and they educate their parents. And, you know, to have those smoke detectors and have those escape plans and things that are going to make their home a lot safer during, you know, emergencies.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that you want to add?
Just that, you know, Fire Prevention Week is from October 3rd through the 9th, and we're starting our campaign this year, and it's smoke alarms, a sound you can live with. And we have several events going on, kickoff parade and static display Saturday, October 2nd from 11 to 12:30 at on Bluff Street behind Harlow Park. There's going to be representation from all the fire departments around the county, and they're going to have fire trucks, some of their firefighters, and it's a good time for people to come out and ask questions and get to see the trucks of, you know, their local community firefighters. A lot of them are volunteers, and they put a lot of time into this, and, you know, get out there and ask them about their equipment, their training, any special giveaways they may have in their fire department, such as smoke detector programs, that type of thing. So, and then we have our fire safety house going out to all the elementary schools this week and next week. And that goes to second and third graders, and we educate those kids on, you know, having those escape plans and getting out of the home. And we teach them so many things in that fire safety house. It's a nice thing to have. It's a great tool. And then we have our poster contest that goes out to all the Marquette City schools K-4. And the winner in each grade level will receive a ride to school in a fire truck, which is it's a big deal for the kids and us. We just love to do it every year. And there's savings bonds we give away, T-shirts, and, of course, picture in the Mining Journal, too, that we do every year. So,
you've been listening to Public Record. I'm Chris Radim, and I've been talking to Captain Steve Hodgins. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.